was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460, the 5th of August.
We know that day.
The 5th of August.
On this day in history.
This day in history. My mama.
Gave birth.
Screaming and yelling.
To a big, very shouldered, you said you had wide shoulders.
That's what she tells me.
The world will never be the same.
The world was never, that's what she said.
Hear the screams across the land. Carl Bott has been born. Yeah. So, anyway. We're celebrating your birthday today, and we have, to start off the top of our morning, of course, with, an array of thank yous. That we're going to be going into usually we have enjoy. They were tied up with another commitment, and that's great.
They're on vacation. One of them's on vacation.
Oh, and okay. Like I said, they're tied up with another commitment. But we're going to be doing a lot of shout outs this morning to local businesses.
We have AmVets coming on.
Some very wonderful events happened over the weekend, that we want to share with you. Anyway. What's face for?
Well, the face is for, we're going to do like we always do. We start with our friends from Wells Fargo for our Market Minute. And today, Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute and our update. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 47 points at 15,610. The S&P 500 is down 4 points at 1705. The NASDAQ composite is off a point at 3,687. A few active stocks this morning, Pfizer down 9 cents, trading at 29.28. General Electric off 13 cents at 24.57. Coca-Cola up 17 cents at $40.39. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up a penny at 84.30. Pacific Gas and Electric down 64 cents at 45.53. Off 8 cents at 35.69. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.63%. For commodities, gold is down $1.70 an ounce at $1,308. Silver off 19 cents at 19. Crude oil down 85 cents, trading at $106 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. And head on down to Park Marina Drive and stop by and see them. But, you know, it's even better if you give them a call at 530-243-7561. 243-7561. They've got the best advice for you when you're trying to get through Wall Street. Because, I mean, can you really tell what's going to happen on Wall Street from not just day to day, but hour to hour and sometimes minute to minute? Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561.
Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. Yes, it is Carl and Linda Bott today. We have a lot to cover. We're really excited to share with you some really fun stuff that happened over the weekend. Today it's going to be 95, mostly clear tonight with 64. We're going to have to take a break here in a second, but before we do, we got a caller. Good morning. You're live on the air on KCNR.
Good morning, Grandpa. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Is this my daughter and grandkids here?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Grandpa. Happy birthday to you.
Well, we know they got their singing voice from their grandpa. Yes. Well, oh, Ashley and Mike, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love y'all.
That made his day. Trust me.
You guys have a great day. Happy birthday. We love you guys.
Thank you, Jennifer.
We love you too, honey. Okay.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream speech, delivered on August 28, 1963. I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out to the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. This is Delilah Green, IoT student.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back.
Admit it, you were boogieing to this back in your youth.
I'm still boogieing to that in my years.
You know what, this is the, you know, there's certain songs that, you know, if you're in a group of people at a party or a wedding and you have all ages, this is where you go, come on, Grandpa. Oh, that's right, you are a grandpa.
Just...
Come on, Grandpa, let's get out there and shake it up.
This could be a long day. Hey, you know how this portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our good friends down at Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley, that have done so much for our community. And they have. I mean, I was just talking to somebody the other day, said, well, we have our meeting down next to Tobacco and Brew because they open up their community room to a lot of different people, and Espresso Joe's for great coffee. But you know, this is just kind of a shout out for Joe and Shelley and the people down there at Tobacco and Brew, veterans, they give discounts to veterans. They support veterans down there. It's a great place to go to. It's, they have, again, like I say, have supported our community for well over 30 years. Yes, you can, you know, it's the lowest prices in town for tobacco products, great coffees and all this, but they're good people. They're good people. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop.
Now, as promised, I said that we were going to do a shout out. I have to, you know, share with our listeners before we go into some of the other things was that, you know, I came back from the big reunion that we had in L.A. And I just sometimes I have a compromised immune system. I'm sharing that. And I get sick. I go down. So I had this cold that just turned into just a really, you know, couldn't talk. And anyway, so then the cold turns into I'm not sure what. I wake up with my eyes literally like I've been in the pool for 3 days, but completely bloodshot red. So I called Dr. Leah because they were, you know, his staff. And lo and behold, I went in and was able to get some, you know, the steroid eye drops. They were infected. And they said that, you know, anyway, I don't want to gross you guys out this morning, but Dr. Leah got me in and the staff at Dr. Leah, I felt really taken care of. That's my point, is that this is what we love about living here. We've had some incredible experiences from anywhere from seeing doctors to having people come and help us out, serve us, do it within an hour or two, get in front of them, that they have helped us, you know, diagnose the fact that, you know, that I did have an eye infection and it comes from the cold can happen because of the sinus passages. And so anyway, I got these steroid eye drops. And so by within a half of a day, there was relief, which I was happy to have had. So I want to do a shout out to Dr. Joseph Leah and his staff. I mean, sometimes you're at a loss when things like now what? Now what? And then we have somebody else that we want to thank on a very different level of somebody who came to our aid.
You know, of course, every time you have a big event, there's always something that goes wrong. Well, in this case, 2 hours before some people were coming over, a number of people were coming over.
And
family was there. The garbage disposal backs up. I mean, water is like 6 inches deep in both sinks. So you start calling people. You know, to help you, you know, plumbers.
Plunger didn't
work. And you get this thing is, oh, we'll call you back, or yes, we'll have somebody get to you. Well, you know, I called a man named Chris Cummings from Roto-Rooter. Not only did he say, oh yeah, he says, I said, can you be here now? And he goes, I'm on my way. He had to change clothes. He jumped back into his truck, was over there to the house in 10 minutes, fixed it, was very professional about the whole thing. And I can't say enough about him, but his name is Chris Cummings and it's Mr. Roto-Rooter is the name of his company. And I'm doing a shout out because you know what? He was just somebody that came in there, did the job, did it professionally, was pleasant, was cleaned up everything, was in and out of there. One price for the whole thing, no matter what it was going to take. So, thanks a lot, Chris. And if you got any problems with the type, if you have the plumbing thing, I'd call him. So anyway, okay.
It was very efficient. Well, and throughout the hour, again, we're going to be doing some shout outs. And let's see.
May I interject here quickly?
Sure.
Cause the phones just went dead. First of all, Commander Jim is on the line and he's got to leave very quickly.
Okay.
So, Jim.
Hey, Commander.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, happy birthday from all the submariners at Cuttlefish Base and all of us in the North State. We appreciate the job you do, not only on the air, but off the air and for this community. And thank you.
Well, thank you, Commander. I tell you what, it's been an honor knowing you. And your beautiful wife and for what you do for our community too, Commander. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great birthday and enjoy it.
Thank you very much, sir.
And we also have a call on our first line and go ahead.
Hey there, Carl. It's Sandy and Steve in Boston.
Really? Happy birthday.
Do you want us to sing or do you have prohibitions against that?
I think there's an FCC against that, an FCC law, but this is my, this is of course my brother and sister.
You're still older than I am.
Yes, and this is my sister and brother-in-law, the Johnsons.
Yes, you're
Johnsons online.
Correctly identified this time.
We're on the way back from Kathy Blakely's son getting married in Maine.
Oh!
Well, you know what?
How was that?
It was great.
We saw the George Bush compound there in Kennebunkport. It's just gorgeous, and the scenery was gorgeous, and we ate lobster every meal for 4 days.
Oh. Well, I think you have to when you're in Maine, right?
Wish you were here. It's all good.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, Jennifer and the kids called first and sang happy birthday to Carl live on the air. So that was great. Now, this is another great thing, Carl's sister and brother-in-law, who we love dearly.
And it's Sandy and Steve Thomas.
Yeah.
There's a long story behind the name Johnson.
And we said Boston. We were confused. Like, okay, you're trying to twist this up.
Yeah. Well, look, you all stay safe on your trip, and we love you.
Well, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, you know what? Let's take
start
a break.
Your day.
We need to take a break.
Anyway.
We'll be right back after these messages. I promise. I've got a bunch of things we're going to get to here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
3 little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Oh,
baby,
Oh, man.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
I want to be
good
one of those
morning,
background singers.
August 5th today. 65 degrees right now, heading up to 98. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. I tell you what, everything from an in-store deli to the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Our friends at Orchard Nutrition have it all. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Give them a call at 244-9141 or stop by their place at 221 Locust Street, right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Hey, tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. I don't know if that means anything to every one of them, but it means something to a lot of them. So, Orchard Nutrition.
And we came in with Joe Cocker, of course, and tried a little help from my friends. And I don't know about you,
which
but that's a secret fantasy of mine, is to be one of those background singers with, you know, just all you have to do is the, ooh, love it, love it, love it. We want to do a little shout out this morning on this Monday morning of some people who did some exceptional work for us. And we're really, you know, professional to work with, went the extra mile, did it with a smile. Well, that's a good tagline. Went the extra mile and did it with a smile. We had a gathering this weekend in the backyard. A lot of family came in. And, of course, you know, many of you listen to the station know that next weekend we're going to be at Harbor Marina, Holiday Harbor, doing our show on a live remote. It'll be the first time I ever really spent time on a houseboat, and this is going to be really fun. And we just want everybody to come out and call us, come out and visit us, and then we're going to be out there doing the KCNR thing. So please, you know, if you've not been out there, come and do that. So, but in the meantime, we did some celebration this weekend, and I want to thank Dave's Famous Barbecue, Danny and Val. They were amazing. I didn't have to worry about it. They set up. And actually, here's the cool thing. We bought this barbecue at a fundraiser for the Valentine Fantasy for the Blues, the Cancer League. And we, you know, it's a silent auction. So it was really well worth it because it went to, one of our local charities that we love. And then we were able to meet Danny and Val and the other.
Most everything
folks
we have is through silent auctions.
Yeah. We really like to do that. And it's a way to give back to the community. Yeah. And, I want to also thank Janelle from Bridge House, Bed and Breakfast. My brother and sister-in-law came up from Sacramento. Janelle was very generous in treating them with a, you know, just so wonderful. And she is now, they have bought the house next to Bridge House. So that's going to be expanding and can't wait to go see that. But, you know, if you're ever minus a bed and you really want to, you know, treat your family to something nice where they can come and visit and don't have to worry about, you know, sleeping on an air mattress, which would have been fine. But, you know, they worked really hard. They worked all day, and they were able to squeeze it in. So Janelle from Bridge House Bed and Breakfast did a great job. Also want to thank Snow's Rental. They came out, were very efficient. And Jennifer Urban for a cake that she made with a lot of class. So there's our thanks this morning for the people. Again, Roto-Rooter, they came out, and just all the things leading up to that with people who really helped us to just make our little family event wonderful.
Okay. Well,
now you need to vent. I had to get that out.
Just we have our friends coming in from Amvest. We're going to talk about the traveling wall that's going to be here. But before that, we had a fire out here on Honeybee and Texas Springs. And I just happen to know that because we have friends that live out there besides you, Bob. We have people that live on Texas Springs. 37-acre fire, but they launched everything, it looks like, for this.
It was quite the air show. And of course, thank goodness we had the resources handy up here. Of course, my wife is in that business. She doesn't fly the planes or anything, but she gives weather forecasting. They had several aircraft, the bombers, the helicopters, and a lot of crews available, and they were able to stop the fire. But it was like looking at that smoke plume was like looking down the barrel of a gun, and we were starting to think, okay, what can we grab and go in 10 minutes if the word comes? And you have to kind of have that in the back of your mind when you live in that wildland urban interface.
You know what? Of all people, Bad Bob, after being on this show for 4 years, and hearing us and having a series of shows on emergency preparedness. Are you telling me you didn't have everything into a go bag that you know, your files and all this stuff? And
There's certain things that, you know, you have in the filing cabinet. And of course you want, but we do have things sort of clustered, but, Of course, when you're using it day to day, it's kind of hard to have it in a go configuration.
The answer, of course, is like the rest of us. No, I don't have it all in one spot. You know, if I did, you know, it would take too much time.
You'd be too organized.
Too organized. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the Obama administration has vetoed a ban on imports of some Apple iPads and iPhones, reversing a ruling in favor of rival Samsung Electronics. The U.S. International Trade Commission issued the ban in June after ruling that the products violate a patent held by Samsung. But U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman overturned the ban, saying it gave Samsung too much leverage over competitors. Meanwhile, Time Warner's blackout of CBS programming could reportedly last until September and the start of the NFL season. The blackout began on Friday when Time Warner dropped the country's top-rated broadcast network after weeks of talks over a fee dispute failed to produce an agreement. And we have earnings in from Tyson Foods. The meat processor reported a third quarter adjusted profit of 69 cents a share, 9 cents above the estimate. Revenue climbed 6% from last year to $8.73 billion, also topping expectations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mm-hmm.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. Hey, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service first and quality you can count on. And I tell you what, any type of system, maintenance, repair, installation, they can do it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Really, really a good company. One of those companies that we heartily endorse. All right. Wall of Remembrance is going to be here this weekend. This is a wall that has the names, and it has not just names but photos of the men and women who have died in the Gulf War on terrorism. It's going to be out on the out of Big League Dreams this weekend. It starts opening ceremonies at 9 o'clock Friday, August the 9th, and it's going to be through the weekend. This is supported by the Maurice Johannesson Mojo MVETS Post Number 4. And for further information, call Matt Nemo at 530-604-0776. That's 604-0776. They're looking for, you know, of course, donations to help bring it here and to help pay for it. But this is a one of a kind that is traveling throughout the United States. And it's something that I think that if you get a chance, you've just got to go out there and take a look at this. This war has been going on for what, 12 years now? 12 years since 2001. So that's 12 years on September 9th. It's something that if you take a look at it, maybe it'll bring it home as how many people have given the final sacrifice.
You know, one of the other things there's a couple other things in the headlines today that we want to discuss. I don't know. You know, A-Rod is facing suspension. You know, we witnessed, just a horrible situation with, Lance Armstrong. I think there was our country went into mourning over that. You know, how do you feel about enhancement? A professional athlete doing, something that, you know, and you kind of wonder, I mean, our twofold question here. How do you feel about them, any professional athlete doing anything that can enhance their ability that is of illegal substance laced maybe with something laced in their food or laced somehow. And then you kind of wonder, how long has this been going on? I think we're kind of all in shock that, you know, what happened to the Babe Ruths, to the really great, all-timers, we go back into, of course, Joe DiMaggio and people who were real heroes I don't know if they had substances at that time, but they didn't have any of the kind of, laboratory, you know, expertise to be able to inject something in order for them to become the best players of the world.
Well, I think that the real surprise would be is finding people that aren't on drugs, you know, or some kind of performance enhancing, drugs or substances. You know, when you see people, and I mean, all the big names, it appears, over the last, 10 or 15 years. The guy that set the world record he set the new record for home runs, what was his name, Mark something or other. I've just taken that completely out of my mind. He set the record, but he's on steroids. So that, to me, there shouldn't be like an asterisk. His name should be taken out of the book. Any of them who have used performance enhancing drugs should be taken out of the book. They should never get into the Hall of Fame. They should never be recognized. And if A-Rod has taken, if he's taken drugs, guess what? So what? If he took them, then he should be punished. He should be out of baseball. Any one of these, anybody they find that is taking drugs to enhance their performance, what about the ones that don't take the drugs, that have worked so hard, worked their whole lives to get to a level at to be a professional at the either baseball or football or a basketball or whatever it is, to reach that level without substance assistance, then they do not get to play because of others who are cheating.
Okay, well, let me interfere here, because during the days of, I understand you would go to, special clinics, dance clinics. No, when living back in my days of Hollywood, there was a guy by the name of Vince Gironda who had a gym. This is where Apollo Creed, this is where a lot of those guys, the guys from Chips, I can't remember, and this is where we worked out. It was like a real sweat, stink gym. But they had the girls upstairs and the guys downstairs. And Vince Gironda, who is Mr. World or something, I don't know, major supplements. I don't know, I don't think there was crack or smack or any of that stuff in the supplements, but he would help, he had a clinic where people would come in and stuntmen. People really wanted to get fit for a movie. So the thing is I think when you're in a profession, as sports is today, is that you are getting yourself ready to become, your whole life you've tried, I'm not saying that they maybe even know that they're so advanced in what they're doing today that maybe how much are they supposed to know what is in a banned substance? Maybe it doesn't even show whatever that banned substance is underneath the guise,
that
in the
legal,
guise of something
that
else.
That they're training? Well, that may be, but let me tell you that in my opinion, that if there's any, you know, you can say, oh, hey, what are you shooting me up with? And this was one of the, things they were saying. This was one of their qualifiers is that, oh, I thought it was a B12 shot. No, they knew it wasn't a B12 shot. It goes down to, we gotta take a break here, is this. If they take a banned substance to enhance their performance, if they take substances that may not be banned, but is still there to enhance their performance, they are cheating. And what does this say to our kids, about responsibility? I'm taking responsibility because I'm taking these banned substances and then I'm gonna fight it because I think if I fight it, I might be able to get away with it. I'm getting paid millions of dollars a year for cheating. You know, the problem, one of the problems with our country is the lack of responsibility. It's the lack of taking responsibility for your actions. And if you're going to cheat, and you get caught, then stand up and take it. You know, I did this because other people are doing it. I wanted to be able to compete at that level, which is not a reason to do it. It's an excuse, and it is a weak, poor excuse. We'll be right back after these messages.
That's it. Yeah, that's all
right. Hi, this is Linda Bott. And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
This is for you, Carl. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You take a ride today, huh?
I might just do that.
You might get on the motorcycle and ride on out.
Well, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. Mm-hmm. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Welcome to our friends down there on at 555 Cypress Avenue, our local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. You know, we drive a Ford F-150. If you see that red truck darting around town. Their service department is absolutely fabulous, and they are neighbors giving you great deals down there. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just head down there. They've got a car, truck, or SUV that you want and that you can afford, and they will get you in. They will put you into the car, truck, or SUV of your choice.
7:47 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. Thank you for having us on your dial. It's going to be a sunny day today with temperatures around 95. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. It's currently 68. We have a caller live on the air. Matt, good morning. Welcome to KCNR.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're great.
Great, Matt. You know, you're one of the people that's representative or putting on this war, this wall of remembrance. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. It is a wall to remember the victims of the global war on terror. And it has over 11,000 names. It'll be coming to Reading this weekend. It will be out at Big League Dreams from August 9th through the 12th. It's completely free to the public. It's very important to remember those that have sacrificed for us, you know, those that have paid the price for the decisions we make with our foreign policy and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is going to be this is not just a small, this is not a small thing. This is a big thing, right? This wall is
This thing is massive. It's 6 feet tall, 90 feet long. It has over 11,000 names on it. It covers from the Beirut bombings through the current issues going on in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's a very emotional thing. I mean, if you've ever seen the Vietnam Wall, this is very similar, but this is specifically for the war on terror and all that has transpired because of that.
And when you say it's coming, Matt, where tell us again, where and when?
Okay, it will be at Big League Dreams, August 9th through the 12th. Our opening ceremony will be Friday morning at 0900. We're going to do a POW table to show the flag-folding ceremony. A lot of people don't know what that is, but basically it gives a history and kind of it's a little spiel for just pay homage and respect for those that didn't make it back. This wall is a very, very intense thing. I mean, I appreciate it to view it this weekend. And I tell you, there's nothing that is more humbling than realizing how many people have paid the price for our freedoms that we have.
Yeah, okay. Now, Matt, how do people get a hold of you? And if they want more information, or I know that you all are also taking donations for this.
Yes. Just 1 second. I'm kind of not organized like I should be today. Okay, well, the Wall of Remembrance, if you want to donate for that, you can mail your donations to AmVets Post 4, P.O. Box 697, Bella Vista, California, 96008. Or you can drop it by Redding Bank of Commerce locations. They're accepting donations for us. Or you can call me. My name is Matt Neo at 604-0776 for more information. And anybody out here hears this who wants to volunteer is more than welcome to come out and help us out, and it's completely free to the public.
And what we're going to do is we'll be talking about it a lot more this week, Matt. And anyway, if you have a donation, you can drop it off for the Wall of Remembrance at any Reading Bank of Commerce location, or mail it to AmVets Post 4, Post Office Box 697, Bella Vista, California, 96008. Hey, Matt, thanks a lot. And like I said, we'll be talking more about that, about this week. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, and Matt. I heard it was your birthday, so I want to say happy birthday.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
okay,
Matt.
Okay. We're going to take, oh, wait a minute. No.
No, no. We got a caller on the phone. Good morning, Norma. You are live. What's on your mind?
I wanted to say happy birthday to Carl.
Well, thank you, Norma.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was so quick, and I don't have cookies for you, but maybe a day or two late, would that be okay?
Norma's cookies.
Oh, no, we always will take Norma's cookies.
Famous.
Your famous Norma's cookies.
Norma Comnick, of course. They are, and they don't stay. If you bring a platter, we have to hide it.
Oh.
Because within 10 minutes, if we don't hover,
yeah,
there are little goblins back in here that just woof them.
Goblins.
Well, you know,
I saw
Mike Quinn here a while back, and he said, I thought you'd have a lot of time to bake and bring us goodies this time. I said, yeah, but, you know, I'm retired. I can't afford to do that. I said, but I will. I'll bring you something. So,
well, Norma, thank you so much.
I will, and I hope you have a happy birthday.
Oh, I am. I'm upright.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
That's always a good sign.
Bushy tail.
I had a fella tell me one time, if you're above ground and are able to take it nourishment, you're doing okay.
There you are.
That's
okay.
Right.
Norma Comnick.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Norma.
Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
When we come back, let's talk about what do dead people do?
They not a lot, but they do something, so we're going to talk about
it. In Chicago, they vote.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt.
I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you are a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadow View Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Guns N' Roses. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. August the 5th. It's 68 degrees out there, going out to 96 today. You know, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Great dinners, brunches, what can I say out there? They've got it all at an Anselmo Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his team do amazing work, whether it's in whether redoing kitchens, bathrooms, forever furniture, and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. We used that for the first time this weekend. He takes a 55-gallon drum. But you would never recognize it after that. The way he cuts it and polishes it and paints it, and he puts granite on the inside so it holds the heat. I cooked a tri-tip on it, and when you put charcoal in, the charcoal just usually, burns down. It maintained a 300 degree temperature for, well over 2.5 hours, and I didn't pay attention after that. All this out of Estate Granite and more. Give him a call at 241-7866. Call Mike Huber. Great guy. Okay, some things we wanted to talk about here. Linda was talking about, and she has just been, there's other people rolling around out there. What Linda was talking about is over 600,000 dead people have managed to give money to political parties over the last few years. When you're dead, I thought you're dead, but obviously you're not dead because your money can go on forever and ever and ever. We know that you can vote several times after you're dead, but being able to give money, I found that very interesting. And you've got that one, right?
Yes, it's absolutely. This is a current article, obviously, just something I pulled up. It goes like this. Of course, the dead can't vote, but they can give money to politicians. 32 people listed on federal campaign records as deceased have contributed more than $586,000 to congressional and presidential candidates and a political party since January 1st, 2009, according to USA Today. Last week, news emerged of a possible donation by a deceased contributor in a high-profile Senate race. A super PAC aiding Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's reelection reported Wednesday that it received $100,000 from a Houston home builder and a donor, Bob Perry, on June 3rd, nearly 2 months after his April 13th death.
Well, I hear things. This is and I'm just going to use the National Rifle Association as an example. I see things they hand out that says, make sure that your beliefs travel on, and you can leave endowments to all these places. It's like, I guess it's the same thing as leaving an endowment to a university or other parties, is that you can just be part of your will. That's right. I want to leave this much money to Ducks Unlimited to make sure we have
the
habitat,
wetlands?
Yeah, the habitat for the ducks, or that you've got, you know, the Second Amendment's protected, or you want these people to win in elections. I'm just never thought of it as the fact you could do it for election. Here, right before we leave, gosh, we've got, what, about a minute here? Okay, this hit and run driver in Venice. The guy stood out there and watched what was going on, hops in his car, drives around the cones, around all the barriers, and plows into the crowds and just keeps going. Kills an Italian lady on her honeymoon. They don't know why he did it. They don't know why he did it. We'll talk about this some more. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Embassies, Benghazi, everything when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical.
Is ready to play ball. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live here in New York.
It's D-Day for Major League Baseball, expected to start suspending over a dozen players involved in the latest doping scandal surrounding Biogenesis, a now-closed drug lab out of Florida. Players including Johnny Peralta, Nelson Cruz, and Alex Rodriguez, who's widely expected to get the longest suspension for, according to some sources, overwhelming evidence tying him to doping and to interfering with the league's investigation. Rodriguez, though, vows to appeal, Dave, and he even plans to suit up.
Have 19 U.S. embassies and consulates in the Middle East and North Africa remain closed after that terror threat that also has Interpol joining the U.S. issuing a global security alert.
The fact is, Al-Qaeda in many ways is more dangerous than ever.
Republican Congressman Peter King, the intercepted terror-related chatter has some in Washington calling this Al-Qaeda threat the most serious since 9/11. The leaking of a possibly deadly chemical has stopped the day after a freight train derailed in Lautel, Louisiana, outside Baton Rouge.
Four of the cars that were considered in the hot zone area have been removed, and they're working to rebuild the track bed.
That's Mike Steele with Louisiana Homeland Security. About 100 homes were evacuated as a precaution. The commuter trains keep rolling in and around San Francisco. A midnight strike was averted when California Governor Jerry Brown ordered a one-week investigation into BART's contract dispute with workers. There was already a four-day strike last month. San Diego Mayor Bob Filner is taking a break, starting 2 weeks of therapy over claims of sexual harassment. A 10th woman has come forward claiming to be a victim, Renee Estill-Sombright.
He took me by the hands and said, "You are so beautiful. I cannot take my eyes off of you. You are just so beautiful. Are you married?"
Filner's refused to resign. The Democrat denies he harassed anyone but admits he was intimidating. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your wages being garnished, or are they about to be? The IRS is ramping up their collection efforts. The audit rate today is 100% higher than it was in 2000, but Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
They are mourning in Wisconsin, remembering a massacre at a Sikh temple 1 year later. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Six people died when a man with ties to white supremacist groups walked into the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, and began shooting. Gunman Wade Page was then shot by police and killed himself. The last few days have been filled with activities designed to honor the victims. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker telling one crowd,
"The brightest moment out of all this is that, yet again, you've showed this community, this state, this country, and the world that love can triumph."
2 hours of meditation and a candlelight vigil are planned at the temple tonight. Dave?
Jennifer, Gina DeJesus made her first public appearance since she was freed from a decade in captivity, showing up at a Puerto Rican parade in Cleveland with her father, who emphasized many people remain missing.
"We have more beautiful children out there that need our help.
Right.
We got to keep our eyes and ears open.
Gina smiled and waved to the crowd days after Ariel Castro, who kidnapped and raped her and two other girls, was sentenced to life in prison. The U.S. service sector is picking up steam, expanding at the fastest pace last month since February. The report from ISM covers businesses that employ 90% of the workforce, yet on Wall Street, the Dow's down 37 points. Jimmy Johnson remains the leader in the race for NASCAR's Sprint Cup, but he didn't win yesterday.
Jimmy Johnson won the pole position, but it was teammate Kasey Kahne who came in first Sunday at Pocono. After the race, Kahne looked back on a summer of disappointing finishes and was glad that finally
we finished it off and put a full race together.
He beat teammate Jeff Gordon for the win, who took it in stride.
I feel fortunate to finish second. I feel like we had a great day all in all.
Coming in third, Kurt Busch. At Pocono Raceway, Marge Tashina, Fox News Radio.
A veteran sprint car driver has died from injuries suffered during a qualifying race Saturday in Pennsylvania, 63-year-old Kramer Williamson. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's community radio for the North State, August the 5th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room is rocking today, as it usually is.
Love our chat pack.
Yeah, that's right.
Our chat pack really, okay, you know what we're going to do? We are going to throw it out to our chat pack, to please email us. Let's have another breakfast. It's time. We need to have like a end of the summer or like an August, chat pack breakfast. Currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just tuning in here on KCNR 1460, our temperatures are going to get to be around 95 today, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 64. And the weather is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Don't forget pizza on Thursday night. And, of course, we love to hang out there. Now, we've got to go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo expert, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks are a little changed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 37 points at 15,620. The S&P 500 is off a point at 1708. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 2 points at 3,692. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook up $1.02, trading at $39.07, Cisco Systems up 9 cents at $26.28, BlackBerry positive 37 cents at $9.29. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 22 cents at $21.96, North Valley Bank up 19 cents at $17.66, Bank of Commerce off 3 pennies at $5.23. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.63%. And for commodities, gold is down $3.90 an ounce at $1,306. Silver off 19 cents at 19. Crude oil down 37 cents, trading at $106 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much for your updates. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, and you can get an update hourly, daily, by the minute if you need it. These guys are good.
Hey, we love our Monday morning kicking it off here. Let's go to our phones. Lee, you are live on KCNR.
Lee. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. Happy birthday to
that's actually not bad.
Happy birthday, Carl. I love you.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Thanks, my brother, Lee. Thank you very much.
This is my brother.
I'm at the airport here in Sacramento picking up one of my buddies, so I'm going to have to scoot. But I wanted to sing happy birthday to you live to everybody.
Oh.
Well, thank you very much.
We need you to call back and let us know what's happening with, Obamacare and all the medical stuff that you're facing at Washington, D.C.
Will do. I'll call in under a pseudonym.
Okay, do that. Tell us about the zombie apocalypse. All right. Thank you a lot, Lee.
Love you.
I love you too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm peachy.
What are you giggling about there?
It's my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday. That's why I couldn't get on.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes.
And people calling and singing happy birthday live. That takes a while.
Yeah. So you're a Leo.
I am.
I am too.
Well, I can understand that.
I love
that.
When's your birthday?
August 1st.
Well, happy birthday
belated.
To you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well,
yeah.
Happy
from one roaring lion to another.
There we go.
Yeah, I love Leos.
Aw.
Good love, Leo. You guys are great.
Well, thanks. Hey, so tonight at the Reading Tea Party, and happy birthday, by the way, Carl.
Well, thank you very much.
Tonight at the Reading Tea Party, 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church, we are going to be showing a video from the Planning Appeals Board. Earlier last week, the board met to decide the fate of Anselmo's Chapel, and it's really kind of interesting because there are a lot of players involved in this video and a lot of background information. The Planning Appeals Board actually is comprised of five individuals, and yet there are rarely five individuals that convene. And so a couple of members from the community stepped up and offered to step into the two open positions and come to find out that the criteria for selecting those individuals was different than the rest of the community. So lots of really interesting things going on in Shasta County. So I encourage people to come out and watch that video and get the skinny on what's going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? It's just, you know, you can't stop. You can't give up.
No.
Because I tell you, you know, because we're getting ready to talk about, during this hour, we're going to talk about how Doug LaMoffa was on and said, you know, my people are going to have the same health care as my constituents do. And that's just the way it is. And then you find out after he said that, and it's not Doug's fault, but Pelosi and Obama and the Democrats have worked out this deal so that we taxpayers now get to pay.
Yeah, and it's going to be really interesting because,
yeah,
like, I have a private insurance plan, and I've already been notified that it'll be canceled, but I'll be happy to pay for someone else's.
Yeah.
I won't have any myself.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that and just things like that. Okay, all
pretty
right.
Interesting stuff going on.
It is.
So, 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. You guys have a great week.
Oh, that's
you
great.
Bet. Okay, we're going to gotta take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Are you concerned about your investments in this volatile market? Don't know who to believe or what investment advisor will tell you the truth about your options? Whether you want lower risk investments or dividend paying stocks, I can help you. But first, I'd like to invite you to join us for Financial Bingo, August 7th at Red Lobster Restaurant. This is a fun evening with great food and prizes and your chance to get to know my firm, the Advice Center. This month, we're adding a question and answer session to answer your investment, tax, or estate planning questions. Join me for a fun and informative evening. To join us for Financial Bingo August 7th at Red Lobster or to schedule a free consultation, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 or go to theadvicecenter.com. That's 244-7526 or 244-PLAN for your investment, insurance, and tax planning needs.
Securities through Royal Alliance. Member FINRA, SIPC. Companies are separate and independent from Royal Alliance.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Are you considering replacing your roof? Installing radiant barrier roof sheathing rejects 95% of the sun's radiant heat, decreasing the amount of heat transferred into your attic, which can reduce your summer cooling costs 5-10%. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
August 5th, your birthday today, currently 69 degrees.
And let's go to the phones. Oh, never mind. Okay, we're not going to go to the phones. We just lost somebody
While we're
there.
Waiting, I have to share with you that, you know, the running of the bulls happens in Spain every year. Well, I guess the news is out that organizers of a new event planned for several U.S. cities plan to unleash bulls to sprint through fenced-in courses as daredevils try to avoid being trampled. This is Atlanta. The Great Bull Run is inspired by the annual Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, of course, Spain. It's set to kick off August 24th at a drag racing strip south of Richmond, Virginia. I wonder what kind of insurance forms they have to fill out. I mean, because remember, this is America. So,
you know,
I wonder if there's a whole, like, Obamacare, Daredevil, Great Bull Run.
You automatically sign up for Obamacare, but also then PETA will be all over you. Will be all over you because the bulls are being chased down or are chasing people down the streets.
A second event is planned for October 19th in Atlanta Area Horse Park that hosted events for the 1996 Olympics. More events are planned later for Texas, Florida, California, Minnesota, Illinois, and Pennsylvania. So
we should be the first to have our own.
Are you sure you don't want to do that for your 66?
I'm pretty sure.
What was that favorite City Slickers? Was it one of your favorite movies?
That's
City
right.
Slickers.
He was just turning 40.
And he was laying on his stomach and they were pulling, what were they pulling
They were suturing where a bull had gotten him right before he got out of the way.
Yeah.
So, you know why? It's because he was probably tired.
He had hair growing where he didn't want it to be.
There you go. That's right. When he was coming up, he was tired. He wasn't resting, but we rest. We rest very well. And why? We have a Sleep Number bed. That's right.
It's true.
We have. And so if I run the bulls, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. In fact, on my Sleep Number bed.
It was really fun to go, by the way, and select a mattress. Much needed. I love it. And I'm actually at a 45. I thought I was going to be 55. I'm really liking 45. And I find that, you know, I get up in the morning and those little aches, you know, even after a really hearty weekend of lifting and carrying and, you know, schlepping, that I found that I feel rested. You know, it's Monday morning, my God. I feel good.
And you can only find Sleep Number beds at Sleep Number store. And the queen mattress right now are starting at just $6.99. They're located, of course, in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. And we have been sleeping so much better since we got our Sleep Number bed. Again, in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop, just go on in there. The people there are absolutely friendly and very, very professional. You know, we're also working on some of the things we were talking about was the embassies are all closing down. Embassies are closing, not all of the embassies, but many of them, like 17 embassies are closing down after fear that some may be attacked.
a lot of chatter in the messages that the, that they've been picking up. And it's kind of in the same vein as it was before Benghazi and a couple other places were attacked. And this is by Al-Qaeda. Now, this is the same Al-Qaeda that, Barack Obama has said was on the ropes. The leadership was gone. They were finishing them up during the election. Well, now it's Al-Qaeda on steroids, it appears, because they're back and they've got the capabilities of attacking in a lot of different areas. And of course, Benghazi. And let's just final thoughts on this before we break is Benghazi. Do you care what happened in Benghazi? Because obviously people in the administration don't care. People in the mainstream media don't seem to care anymore. We lost an ambassador and three others in Benghazi to Al-Qaeda in a complex attack. A complex attack doesn't mean a bunch of guys just running at them and shooting. We're talking about rocket fire. We're talking mortar fire. We're talking heavy machine guns covering the attack into the embassy there. And yet nothing seems to come out and tell us that this was how Al-Qaeda did this. Where did they get the weapons? What really happened that night? What were the reports? Why didn't we launch assistance there? Why didn't we do a flyover? If nothing else, just to tell them that we've got people there. And why didn't we send people there to reinforce them? They could have been there in 3 hours. And if you remember right, this thing went on for hours. And what really happened to the ambassador? Smoke and inhalation, did he die of that really? Or was he killed out in the streets by this terrorist mob? You know, I'm not sure that we're ever going to find out what happened with this administration. We'll be right back after this messages.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything, because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood, because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday. But right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 8:25 in the morning.
Where are those bands? Where are those bands?
Well, you know what? They are in that movie that you won't let me watch anymore. It's called Rock of Ages. No,
that song's not on
it's
there.
It's got, you know, from the 80s. It's got Journey stuff. It's got it all. And I, what I do is I can, watching the acting, it really isn't my favorite part, but I just go from song to song to song in this movie. And it is absolutely great, including one of my most favorite songs, Journeys, that one from Journey. And, that ends the movie there that I just, you know, we use as some of our bump music. Gosh, good morning. And you know what? I'd like to talk about one of the places we're going to be this Friday, Holiday Harbor. What can I say about Holiday Harbor? Except that we're going to be out on a houseboat Friday and Saturday.
Well, come
and
join us.
We're inviting people to come out and see us. We're going to do the show from there,
Show,
7 to 9, and then we're going to go out and play the rest of the day. But then you can go to Holiday Harbor and have a vacation right there is what we call it, is a staycation. And check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. I tell you what, you want to go someplace, gas is over $4 a gallon, you know, the economy is rocky, and so what? You can get a package deal that's going to fit any budget right there at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383, or check out lakeshasta.com. And I promise you that you will enjoy your experience. And then you come out and join us too. Okay, we got enough time to talk about this one. Doug Amalfa was our guest on Friday. And Doug, I tell you what, Doug has grown into this job. He talks very confidently. You know, he's making decisions there on the in the House of Representatives. And I asked him about this Obamacare because I see all these staffers are bailing, say they're going to leave Washington because, my gosh, we're going to have to actually pay for our health care. You all have been paying for our health care, so if we have to pay for our health care, we're just going to get new jobs. And I tell you, you should have heard the squeals, and that's the right word to use, the squeals from so many of the senators. Well, but there goes our brain. It's a brain drain. And you know what? I can't help, you know, but think, you know what? I agree. I agree with that Democrat who said that because I can absolutely guarantee you she doesn't read any of this stuff. But they, you know, they're brain drain. Gosh, what are we going to do? Well, you could start by reading the legislation that passed it that would force your staffers to leave. It's called Obamacare. And if you're so stupid that you don't know what's in it because you didn't read it, then you get what you deserve, right? So in this, I mean, it says it, and there was, you know, the law that was passed earlier that said that Congress and its staff and senators, everybody will have the same kind of care that the Americans have, not special care. Well, they didn't say anything in the Obamacare legislation, and Reid let it go by. So all of a sudden, it's like, I mean, we have to pay for our own care? Well,
as
Doug Lamoff says, yeah, we're going to ride the same horse our constituents ride on.
Well, we just heard yesterday, speaking of not to deflate you in your mitt, but yesterday in a conversation, we heard about somebody who is in the military and what they're experiencing while they're active on duty, how much their world is being changed with their care, standing in lines, not getting immediate care of kids, et cetera. It's drastically changed as well for them.
And it has. And with this one, but what happened in this one, was that it seems like Pelosi went to the White House and Democrats have made a deal with Obama to change the law. Well, how do they do that? It appears that the White House, and it hasn't come out yet, but these are the leaks, appears that the White House will suspend the law making Congress, and staff pay their own health cost under Obamacare. And so now we, the taxpayers, are going to pay 75% of their health care bill through some kind of means. Now, it may just be a check we write to them or a check to the insurance company, but it's illegal what he's doing. He's not following his own law. What they should do is go through an appropriations bill. Now, will they? Of course not. What they've done is they've taken an end run around what their own law again, and made changes so to protect their own people. So that means that you and I and Bad Bob and Linda and
and Sue and Jim and anybody else you know that's going to come under this Obamacare. And I just heard from somebody else that just says they're losing their health care. They're losing their insurance company because of this, because they're pulling out of California because of Obamacare and the health exchanges. So that instead they're going to have to pay, find a new insurance company, pay theirs. But while we, the taxpayers, are going to pay the health care for these people, some families $10,000, individuals $4,000. And these are people that are making well over $100,000 a year. So how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? If this is Obamacare at its very best, that they're having we, the great unwashed, pay their bills again. And when are you going to get tired of it? When are you going to call your senator? Why don't you call Boxer? Why don't you call Feinstein and say, how can you do this? How can you make this deal where your people get special dispensation and I don't? You don't have to call him off, he already knows. But why don't you call Boxer and Feinstein and ask them, how come your people get special treatment and we, again, get hammered by the White House and you breaking the law, because it is a law, making an end run like this? Frankly, my friends, I have gotten to the point where nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing surprises me anymore. But blatantly going out like this and taking your tax money to give them a special payments that you'll never see. This is wrong. This is something else that's wrong. This is something else that smells terribly, that's coming out of Washington, D.C. Something else. Something emitting from the White House. We'll be back after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. It's said to be some of the most threatening chatter intel officials have heard in over a decade. The administration's keeping several diplomatic outposts in Muslim countries shuttered for the rest of the week.
A State Department press release saying, in part, this is not an indication of a new threat stream, merely an indication of our commitment to exercise caution and take appropriate steps to protect our employees.
Fox's Steve Santani. Evacuations are still in place at the scene of a freight train derailment in Louisiana.
A Union Pacific train goes off the tracks in Louisiana, about 60 miles west of Baton Rouge, and starts leaking sodium hydroxide. It can cause injuries or even death if it's inhaled or touches the skin. So Governor Bobby Jindal says people in some 100 homes had to get out quickly. State police say the sodium hydroxide and lube oil leaks have been contained.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fox News. We report. You decide.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra.
Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
Is it the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today? For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our chat rooms are going. It's August the 5th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. I guess I'm both of those now. And it's man's last stronghold. Really good people down there. A shout out to DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great people.
On this day in 1957, you'll love that. This is great. Dick Clark's American Bandstand caught the attention of network executives at ABC in New York who decided to put the show on its afternoon schedule. However, the one thing they couldn't do was disrupt an airing of the hugely popular Mickey Mouse Club at 5 p.m. What to do halfway through the American Bandstand show? Clark would tell listeners to come back for more of the show, but right now, here comes the mouse. At that time, the network would cut away from Philadelphia and show Walt Disney's Mouseketeers. Following the show, American Bandstand would return for another 30 minutes. Of course, we know one of the writers of Billboard magazine could have seen the future when they wrote some 40 years ago that Clark's has teen appeal, but it's not entertainment. But anyway, it lasted until 1987, the longest running show on ABC.
Wow, you know something else too is the when you think about that. I mean, do you remember American
Bandstand?
Heck
yeah, you could watch kids dance.
Black and white. I mean, it was in black and white, and they had all the stars. They were lip syncing, of course. But they were there, and you could. I mean, it was the newest dances, and people, the clothes and all that. I mean, it was fantastic. You know, Dick Clark just passed away a couple of years ago.
Can you imagine if I'd love to know if anybody who's listening, were you ever on Bandstand? Did you know anybody who was on Bandstand? Because that would have been a great thing in life to say, yeah, I was on American Bandstand. I danced to blah, 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 and saw blah, 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 and it was really fun, and it was the day of the jerk or the twist or the monkey or whatever the heck the dances were at that time, you know.
Well,
it might have been the bump. The bump. They went up to 87, so we had the bump. There were different names. Probably Do the Hustle. Do, 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 do. We need to go out with that song.
Okay. We'll find that one and also that one from Journey that we like so much.
Yes.
Okay. Obama and Congress's approval seems to be dropping. I can't believe that. I mean, I think Obama is down, I think it's like 42% now, and it's the lowest he's been. And then, of course, Congress is, I think they may be at 12 right now, which is the lowest they've been. When you think about it, oh my gosh, we're paying these people to do this and we're paying them consistently. And the other part is that we're going to continue to pay them because it doesn't seem like anything's changing. The idea of Congress and your elected representatives, my friends, should be there, not to see how long they can be there, but to be there to make change for their constituents. to take care of the constituents. The idea of the citizen politician, just like the citizen soldier, it was just outstanding. And now you've got professional politicians in there. They've been there for years and years and years, and you're trying to figure out what they do. And, you know, that they collect their salaries, and what exactly have you done for us? And frankly, the professional military, which I was a member of, the fact that the draft is gone, I'm concerned about that. I'm truly concerned of the fact that at some point we're not going to have enough. Because even though they're cutting back right now, which of course is going to lead to disaster, no matter what you think, you know, some people, oh no, it's just, you know, the Democrats are saying this. I know people. I know how it's affecting them right now. And the thing that Linda was bringing up was just an example of this. Here's a Marine warrant officer's family. They now, on base, they're having to, you know, it's not just enough to make an appointment. When they're there, they're setting them up like you would, in a shot shop where they're standing in line, get the kids their shots. They're having to start paying electricity on base. When did that happen? They're cutting back on medical care because they don't have enough physicians and medical assistance to help the military on active duty. This is military on active duty, my friends. Part of this is because of sequestration, of course, and where we keep taking out more and more money from the military because it's just the military. And then you hear these little things like, oh, we're shutting down 17 embassies because of the threat. And how are we supposed to meet the threat? We're getting ready to mothball three carrier groups. At the same time, China's launching carrier groups. I mean, you've heard all these things before, but these are real. I mean, we're watching this happen to active duty military who are losing their health care benefits that when you're on base, they take away, by the way, a lot of extra pay you would get if you lived off base, but now they're making them pay more for the electricity. All this, taking this back, taking more and more back. The treatment after when they're retired. Oh, we're going to take care of you health-wise. Well, that's true to a point, but not like it was. And the percentage, if you think about, this is a big percentage of the Department of Defense budget. Well, but what kind of percentage of it is of the population of the United States? You probably think it's probably like maybe less than 2% of that. And yet we make drastic changes for other population parts that are stratas that are less than that or more than that. The fact is that how much should the military continue to give? Not while just on active duty, but afterwards. And the promises that we've made to them and that's been broken. And don't misunderstand me. I would never trade a day of all the time I was on active duty in the military. I'm proud of what I am. And I'm so proud of this country, but now I'm starting to see things happening to our military where they're being shortchanged because we don't have the money. Well, that of course is absolutely crap. Of course we have the money. It's where our priorities are. Our priorities are to keep giving money to people that, frankly, don't add anything to our society. And so when you have a group of people who have put their lives on the line and their families have been affected and all this, they should be one of the last groups that you affect. And because when you look at the people that Americans admire, those groups of people that Americans admire, and you get into the politicians, which is so far down the list, and can I say this? Regular media types, you know, journalists. And then when you look at the military is at one of the top rates with 80%, along with teachers and engineers and scientists. And yet they're the ones that we're dropping the hammers on right now. And you have to ask yourself, why is this? We'll be right back after these messages.
Judas! If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Anyway, you want.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Any way you want it, that's the way you get it. Okay. Hey, 8:46 in the morning, 530-605-4567, August the 5th. You know, you just got to love that song. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and it's any way you want it. There, hey, 4,000 happy customers. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and of course, locally owned, family operated. Our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. You remember last week we were talking about the, it was on the front page, it was kind of nebulous, but talking on the Record Searchlight. And they were talking, what they were writing about is our city council looking at moving REU into another building. And REU, whether they buy it or lease it. Well, the people's right to know. And when we had Rick Bassetti on, he said, well, you know what? You can't do negotiations in public. And, you know, I can understand that because you don't do the union negotiations in public, blah, blah, blah. Here's the question, though, we need to ask our representatives. It's said in the paper we're paying $280,000, REU is paying $280,000 to the city for rental for spaces and all this. The question we need to ask our representatives, and please pay attention to this one. What is the new plan for REU? And what is it going to cost the ratepayers? Is it the same deal, $280,000 or whatever that said in the paper, to lease a place or to buy a place? Or is it going to be more? And if it is going to be more, how much more? And what kind of impact would that have on ratepayers? That's the kind of things that we need to know. is not the negotiations or, you know, but it, we should have an idea that at the end of the negotiations, it's going to be this much or it's going to be this much. And if it's going to be a lot of money more than what they're paying now, then who pays for that? Is that going to be something that Bad Bob and I and Linda and you pay because they, you know, because of a new building that could cost tens of millions of dollars? You know, remember, you know, that it's one thing to have a serviceable, functional building. But the other thing is to have one that's going to cost us in this time frame when we can't even get our roads fixed. Is it going to, how much more is that going to cost us? And he said, well, you know, but that's, you know, RU's a separate budget. Okay, I understand RU's a separate budget. However, they're raising us already 7% a year because of the, our electric rate, 7% of the year, a year because of the, assembly bill, which says we have to get 30% of our power from, renewable assets, renewable resources. Okay, that's already going up, but will this new, well, this new thing that's happening, and the city council is voting on it now, and it should be giving us an idea later on this month. What exactly is that going to cost us? Is that going to be another rise? Another, oh, it's just another 1%. It's going to be another $2 or something like this on your bill for us to have this, to have whatever they're doing. My question is this. To the city council, one, how much more are we going to pay? How much more in debt is it going to give us? How much more are our rates going to have to raise because of whatever structure you're going into? Do they need to go into a structure? Of course they do. And it was and the kind of structure, there's so many empty buildings around here. Where's it going to be? Where's the, how much is it going to be? And what's it going to cost? We as taxpayers should know that before the final decision's made, in my opinion. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, good morning, my friends. 72 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Some of Vineyards always brings you the weather. 474-5546. Last week I was giving away tickets and I only took 10 with me to give away, and I got them from John Bastiani, of course, at Bastiani Arms, our good friends down there, and 2539 Larkspur Lane, 2228222. Now, he has a number of tickets in, and it's for Assaulted, Civil Rights Under Fire. And it's a documentary. It's going to be on the 11th at from 7 p.m. to 8:44 p.m. on next Sunday, on the Sunday, August 11th. We're going to get tickets on it. But this, I think, is an important film to see. And it's going to be in one time. You can't buy them at the box office. You have to get them online, or you can get them from us and from John Bastiani at Bastiani Arms. So starting tomorrow, we'll be giving away more tickets. Not today, because I don't have them in my hand. And I have to see how many are left. But if he has any left, we'll be giving away more this week. So that on next Sunday at 7 p.m., we can all join down there at the Valley 11 Cinemas in Anderson and watch this. Mm-hmm. I think it's an important movie. This documentary about the civil rights under fire. And there's a number of actors in it. You know, actually, I think it's Ice-T, the one that's on the TV program that's been going on for 20 years about, you know, the SVU's, you know, special victims unit in New York, the actor there who was a rapper at one time and was quite a controversial rapper, talking about, cops and killings and all this, is one of the people in this that has, you know, his comments being something to the effect of, well, why don't you give us your guns? I'll give you my guns when everybody else gives you their guns. You know, when there's no guns to worry about, then yeah, maybe I'll do that. So
we just have a few minutes left here in the last part of our program, on this August 5th. And I know that people have, asked me on the street, emailed me personally. Of course, you know, we're celebrating, of course, Carl's birthday today. It's a big milestone birthday. And all week, and of course, we'll be celebrating this weekend too at Holiday Harbor with KCNR on the boat. Come out and visit us from 7 to 9 a.m. And then all day, we'll be out there over the weekend. We're going to be going in and out, but we'll be at Holiday Harbor. But one of the things that I've received in calls and on email is about the Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream. And we've asked certain local dignitaries to come in and read paragraphs. Not we. This is totally Carl's idea. And you are to be commended. I mean, I don't want this to be a self-looking ice cream cone moment. But it you really did. I mean, you and Bob did all of the editing. And people came in and said, what am I supposed to do? And you know, our good friend Ed put this together.
Eddie McAllister and we
and you really believed in this. Could you share with our listeners what was it about this particular speech that you felt like you needed to make this happen?
Every man has feet of clay. We all have feet of clay. But Martin Luther King in the speech, I Have a Dream speech, said so many things that if we just look at it today and take it for its face value about people, no matter what their race, no matter what their religion, that we take them as, you know, that we accept them as Americans, that we're Americans. We're not a special type of Americans. We're not African Americans or Hispanic Americans or Irish Americans or gay Americans. We're just Americans. And this is one of the themes he had there. So we've had about 35, 40 people come in here, different groups of people, students, you know, some politicians, just mainly people that care. And because of the 50th anniversary of I Have a Dream speech is coming up this month, and they recorded these 30 second spots, and we are playing them because I think it's important that we recognize the fact that 50 years ago, one of the civil rights leaders that helped bring changes that we needed in our country had these words that were so important. Again, you know, this is The nobody's perfect, and I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at the words that have been said that we, as Americans, could take a look at, that we have a dream that our kids are all going to be accepted for who they are and what they've done and what they've accomplished and not what they look like. So thank you. And it was a big shout out to Eddie McAllister and his group too. For doing this, for, you know, he got them together, and Bob, you and Samantha did.
Savannah did an outstanding job on the post-production.
Oh, absolutely. You and Savannah and did so much, and J-Bob, all this to put this together, because this was kind of a work that we wanted to do before this came. Again, and maybe it's at the right time in our society that it's not race. It's what you are. It's who you are. It's what you stand for. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Gonna stand my and Bob, we've got a minute left.
Oh my gosh. I totally misread
that's
this.
Okay.
I'm looking at two clocks.
It was a beautiful exit. It was a beautiful exit.
I totally missed, right. My bad. I totally misread the clock.
It's okay.
Screw up my
birthday,
Carl. Show. Okay?
Happy birthday, Carl, and all the well-wishers.
Well,
thank
you. If I've got a couple of seconds, I just want to thank. I want to thank my family and, of course, you, darling. But the people of Reading and our friends here. And you know what? Reading is a place that we decided to live. And I am happy that we're here. I am happy that I'm here and that I can share my life with you all and that you all share your lives with me. And I'm talking about all of our listeners and all the people that
and
we know
and our staff,
here.
Our beautiful staff.
Our
that's extended
staff
family.
And everybody.
Now that I have a red face.
You know what? When I say it's the good guys against the bad guys, you know, it's all good guys today. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's said to be the most serious terror threat since before 9/11. The one that has 19 U.S. embassies and consulates closed in the Muslim world, including Cairo, Egypt.
There are more than a dozen vans loaded with police personnel, but everyone is actually just kind of sitting around. It's all quiet here. I was able to walk directly up to the embassy. There's a lot of security, but they are just keeping a close eye on everyone outside the American embassy in Cairo. I'm Kimberly Adams for Fox News Radio.
A State Department undersecretary says what Bradley Manning did, leaking all that classified info, has had a chilling effect on U.S. foreign relations. That at the Army Private's sentencing hearing. Manning faces 136 years in prison for espionage and other convictions. A bunch of baseball players will soon be called out in those much-rumored drug suspensions. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live here in New York.
We're awaiting word from Major League Baseball on suspensions for over a dozen players linked to doping and to the now-shuttered Biogenesis drug lab whose owner didn't start